I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This coming weekend marks the traditional opening of the boating season on West Virginia's lakes and rivers. Well, coming up, we'll review some of the laws that are aimed at making your next outing on the water a safe and enjoyable experience.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
It is anticipated that a large majority of those who own a boat in West Virginia are going to be using it this weekend. Memorial Day is typically a big weekend for boating enthusiasts, and West Virginia's waterways will be dotted with craft of all sizes and shapes. DNR Conservation Officer Tom Fox of the Parkersburg area says though there are some basic tenets of operating a boat that you should always follow.
Of course, you know, the main thing, you know, is not drinking and or using drugs, you know, while you're operating a boat or... And, of course, to have all your safety equipment, such as, you know, life jackets, fire extinguishers, that sort of thing.
And he mentioned the life jacket there. That doesn't work unless you use it. Also, Fox says operating a boat is in some ways like operating a vehicle. But he adds there's an added danger on the water, since there aren't as many rules about direction of travel, mirrors, and other safety precautions that are encompassed with land movement.
It's much more serious operating a boat than it is an automobile. You know, you kind of know from which direction, you know, the traffic or other cars are coming. You know, they're either coming at you or coming up behind you or at an intersection. You know, in a boat, they can be coming from anywhere.
Another major difference between a boat and a car, cars will stop when the brakes are applied. On the water, there are no brakes. Therefore, you have to allow additional time to stop, and this can be tricky if you're trying to avoid a collision and traveling too fast. On Memorial Day, there will probably be plenty of other watercraft out there on the water to avoid.
On holiday weekends, and there's so many regattas and all that type thing going on all summer, you know, that there's, you know, always a lot of traffic here, you know, but I'm certain, you know, when... On the major lakes like Summersville and places like that, they're always extremely crowded on the holiday weekends.
Among those boats you'll see out there this weekend will be those with the blue lights and the guys with the brown uniforms on patrol looking for unsafe operation.
We make special efforts, you know, to have patrols out there, you know, pretty much, you know, like a day and an evening shift, you know, both. And, you know, in particular, yeah, yes, we do. Yeah. On any weekend where we have regattas or holiday weekends or stuff, we make a special enforcement effort on the water.
And already this year, there has been tragedy on the water. A 15-year-old killed on the Ohio River in Huntington last weekend when her personal watercraft collided with a boat. Jet skis, as they are sometimes called, are fun to operate. But officers say they are also among the most recklessly used vehicles on the water. And they say they'll be keeping an especially close eye out for dangerous operation of those and won't hesitate to put a stop to it with a ticket. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.